ago, as announced, a smaller part of the homeless encampment in Kaka'ako saw its first enforcement action in many months. It's part of the phased closure of the tent city lining the streets near UH Medical School and businesses. As of yesterday, 78 people have been placed into shelter or other housing. That includes 12 families, a total of 44 people and 24 kids. And they're at HIS, Next Step, or Lighthouse shelters. When he ran for mayor in 2012, Kirk Caldwell's big issue was rail. But over the past year, it appears to be homelessness. Mayor Caldwell is part of the governor's homelessness leadership team. And this week in our series, Considering Homelessness from the Outside In, we're also talking with each of the county's mayors. Mayor Caldwell joins us in our studio this morning. Good morning. Thank
Good
you
morning,
for being
Beth
here.
Good morning, Beth Ann, and it's nice to be back on your program. Thanks
nice
so much for inviting
back.
Me.
Now, from what we heard this morning from Beth Sander at Community Solutions, Honolulu is on track to be at functional zero for veteran homelessness. But chronic homelessness, well, that's thornier. Yesterday, we also heard from Dr. Sam Sembaris, who developed the Housing First model, and he thought the momentum in Honolulu had slowed, in part because it wasn't able to be scaled up because of a lack of units to place people in for permanent housing. And then we just heard from Houston's Mandy Chapman Semple, who said that, you know, Housing First was the backbone of how they were able to have their homeless population in a mere 4 years. How do you assess where Honolulu is now with Housing First?
Well, a couple of things. One, as you mentioned, I'm a champion of For Rail, but I also ran on another four issues, and we added a sixth one, which is homelessness, that we've been addressing for the past almost 3 years through compassionate disruption. And then we've adopted the Housing First model. What this administration has said we will do is house 400 chronic homeless. We picked the most difficult part of the population, the one you just talked about. People like to help families, and we would like to too, but that is the easier part of the population to address and help, and most people want to help those folks. But it's the chronics that you see on our streets that cause the biggest number of problems and are the highest users of our emergency rooms and those kind of things.
And those are the people who have mental illness or who
correct.
Are addicted to substances.
That's correct. So, for example, in Waikiki, where we initiated our sit-lie law a year ago now, it's about a year since it went into effect, and it's made a tremendous difference. We also partnered up with IHS to actually house chronic homeless individuals into permanent supportive housing. They've now housed 133 people. So we're on our way to our target of 400 over the next, 4 years. It's not enough, right? We have about 2,500 unsheltered people on our streets any given day on Oahu, and another 25 who are sheltered, 2,500. So we need to do a better job, and you're absolutely right. The biggest challenge is finding housing to put them in. We are slowly now acquiring properties, and we're going to be making announcements in the coming weeks about those properties. But then we're going to get the pushback when we house folks in the various neighborhoods where the homeless are located, because many people get upset when they find out that a number of homeless people are going to be moving into their neighborhood. We all need to step up, and Housing First has told us, including the man who started Housing First, that you need to house these folks in the communities that they're located. Everyone wants to take the homeless and move them out to places like Kalailoa. They're not going to go, Beth Ann. They're going to stay in these communities where they're located because they feel safe.
Maybe
their family
member,
that is their home. And they will move into homes in that area. So that means that people in Kaka'ako have to be willing to accept homeless being housed in Kaka'ako. And the same in Waikiki, downtown Chinatown, Kalihi, Waipahu, Wahiwa, all of these communities.
When we talked to Mandy Chapman Semple this morning, and she was talking about, unusual suspects being able to, bring those people together. We talked about that in some ways, too, with Beth Sander. Both of them made the point that you've got to bring together the business community. But then, Mandy Chapman Semple was talking about having mission-driven nonprofit developers engaged in the conversation. Anybody that's coming out from our community that would fit that description?
Well, we are meeting, Partners in Care, which is all the different providers working together, and the city sits down with them, the state sits down with them, we're coordinating with them. But where the real demand is where are we going to locate these people? So, for example, I sat down with the faith-based group maybe a month or so ago, all the main components of our churches and mosques and our Buddhist temples to see if maybe they'd be willing to take a couple of homeless out of Kaka'ako and other areas and either house them on their sites or maybe in homes of their parishioners and others. It didn't get very far, but I thought maybe we got to try it another way. There's this concern about are the homeless going to be safe, particularly the chronic homeless, if they bring them into their community. I'm saying we're willing to work with the providers to get the right kind of people into the right places, but that is something that we're really trying to do.
You mentioned SitLie a little earlier. That was originally in response to the business community. The city council decided to extend that for the same reason. At the same time, we watched Kaka'ako mushroom, and so did the frustration of a lot of the businesses that were there, too. They were feeling the impact of that opportunity cost, the somewhat intangible cost to businesses by having homeless people distract from the ability to sort of, you know, do business. Right. Does that mean, though, that should some business and tourism dollars be devoted to creating those low-income, affordable rentals that we don't have right now?
Here's one, and I think so. Here's some good news that the visitor industry actually stepped up. When we started this SitLie enforcement in Waikiki, and we started working with IHS, IHS needed money to help find housing for these folks. The visitor industry stepped up and had a fundraiser on the grounds of the Hilton Hawaiian Village, right by the lagoon, about sometime in the early part of summer. They raised $500,000. So they are putting their money where their mouth is to help IHS house more people. But we need much more than $500,000. And so I think the business community stepping up with government and the providers can make a tremendous, tremendous difference. That's why I sat down with folks like Kelvin Takeda, the Community Foundation, who gathers money from very diverse sources, including businesses.
But not necessarily tourism dollars.
Right. But to reach out, they would be a great place to have fungible resources being brought in and then distributed to different groups to help find housing. Bethany, another thing I wanted to emphasize is we're one of 25 cities that agreed to Michelle Obama's Ending Chronic Veterans Homelessness.
The 25 Cities Initiative.
Right. And we are the last city. And part of it is I don't like to agree to something that I don't think you can accomplish. And it is a very aggressive goal to say we're going to house every veteran homeless folks person on this island by the end of this year.
But we're on the way to that.
We're making steady progress there. Recently, the Veterans Administration Secretary, Secretary McDonald, came out here, and we reached out to landlords because we have these VASH vouchers. They're actually like rental vouchers to help pay for the rent for our chronic homeless veteran.
But many of those vouchers won't pay for
the
rental.
Landlord is not wanting to have them come in. And so we were asking landlords, please do your part, be patriotic, and help us house these veterans with wraparound services so there won't be problems once they move in. It made some difference, but that is where our greatest challenge is, Bethann.
All right. Well, as always, I wish we had more time to talk. Thank you so much for being willing to come in
this morning.
Kirk Caldwell is mayor of the city and county of Honolulu.
Not enough, so we turn our backs and laugh, but we can stop in our tracks.